Go. Welcome to each of you. We appreciate you being here. This is the City Council. I have the wrong agenda in front of me. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as Mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here next to me. And many of our administrative staff, best there are, we appreciate you being here. We welcome residents and visitors, presenters who will have coming, and anyone who watches or listens to this meeting at any point in the future. We are going to open the meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Kathy Johnson.
Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we're able to meet this day. We're grateful for this country and especially for this city. We are especially grateful for the many residents who live here and also for our staff and for those who are our public service who do so much for our community. We especially ask thee to be with us this evening. Help us to be guided by thy spirit to make those decisions that will be not only appropriate at this time, but will be useful and do what is the best for our community in the future. And we humbly ask thee to be with us now. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. As a reminder, anyone who's ever interested in giving an invocation or an opening thought for our meeting, you're welcome to contact our city recorder. We'd love to have you. All right, we are now going to have the Pledge of Allegiance, and we appreciate our Director of Recreation, Janelle Payne, who will lead us in that.
Will everyone please rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you. Okay, we are going to, I think we're going to skip our mayor and council reports at this point. I think it's probably okay if we just skip it. Because tonight, today is National Night Out Against Crime Day, and tonight the City of South Jordan is doing our Night Out Against Crime starting right now outside. And so in an effort to try to help make sure folks can get out to that, we are going to move our meeting along so anybody who would like to attend that is able to. So we'll move on to item E. We have our public comment period. This is the time when we, as an elected body, get to listen to you. Anything you'd like to tell us, anything you like, anything you hate, whatever you'd like to tell us, everyone gets 3 minutes to come to the microphone. We ask for your name and address for the public record. We have to have record of everyone who participates in the meeting. You get 3 minutes to share whatever you'd like. This isn't an interactive period. We won't be able to solve all your problems or answer all your questions, but we want to hear from you, and then we'll make sure the right people are connected and can get in touch with you. Also, a commitment from us that we will be respectful to you. We're proud of how we do things here in South Jordan and ask the same of you. We're all here because we love this city and we care about it and want to come up with the right solutions. And we may not all see those the same, but we're going to work together respectfully to figure out what those are. So with that, I will now open the public comment period. If you have anything you'd like to share that is not related to a public hearing later on the agenda, the time is now yours. Come on up.
It's possible to get a kind of a close-up of that. Thank you. City Council, my name is Jeff Rose. I live on 2322 West, 10455 South, in South Jordan here. My family and I have lived at this address for 33 years. My city representative is Kathy Johnson. Thank you for allowing me the time to speak at your meeting. My reason for being here today is to address a problem that exists in the South Jordan Police Department. I want to speak about what that problem is and a solution that would be beneficial to the department and for the residents here in South Jordan. On the morning of July 29th, 2025, two South Jordan police officers knocked on our door. I was in the shower, so my wife, who works at home, had to answer that door. She asked why the officers were there, and she had said, and they had told her that it was to investigate a camera that was put in our backyard that was supposedly spying on my neighbor, next door neighbor. So my wife had to get back to work. She called me in, and I came to the officers, and they said the same thing. We want to see your camera that's in your backyard. So I said, okay, let's go take a look at it. So we went there. My wife replied, though, that any disputes over cameras needed to be addressed by the Salt Lake 3rd District Civil Court. These officers were persistent. That's why I took them back in my backyard. They didn't want to hear that. Then I went to show them where my camera was. And I don't know if you can see this, but this is a picture of what my camera is looking at. It's my garden area. I've had some recent vandalism in there, okay? So I told, by the way, this camera is 37 feet from my fence, and it's looking into my garden. It's not looking into my neighbor's yard, okay? Well, why is this significant? I told them, I replied, this is a continual complaint that my neighbor makes about my security cameras. I assured them that the only reason I have the cameras was to keep vandalism from occurring, and that I was not interested in spying on him. These officers were persistent. I then said, let's go in my backyard, and that's what I did there. So I said to the officer, I said, this is my camera here. I said, I can show you what's on that camera, what I'm looking at, but I need a court order to do that. The 3rd District Court, Civil Court, needs to, if a judge gives me an order to do that, I can show them. You're seeing exactly what that camera is looking at. Anyway, after these officers left, my wife, who was really frustrated and in tears, made a comment that this visit put her job in jeopardy. She has many meetings during the day and can't be disturbed by these types of distractions. Fortunately, she wasn't fired. She then said to me, how can we stop this constant harassment from our neighbor? Interestingly, the police report filed by these two officers stated this. This case is civil in nature and will be closed and retained for informational purposes only. Why am I concerned about this? Well, this is the sixth time officers have come out to my house. And so I'm feeling that it really is harassment for my family, for me. And so anyway, that's the gist of it. Time's up. So what I recommend is a protocol for the police, South Jordan Police Department, to be able to look at those things that are civil in nature, chronic, and only to be solved by a civil court. To be able to at least call in advance and not just appear on the doorstep, which I felt was really wrong. There's a lot of things, a lot of details I could go into, but I don't have the time. But the main message I wanted to share with you is that my family and I feel we're being harassed, and it's unfortunately the South Jordan City Police Department that's kind of able to help this harassment along. So if I could urge the city council to consider helping the South Jordan Police Department implement a procedure that would be able to screen what is an acute, not chronic, but acute risk to necessitate two officers coming out. By the way, I did the math. Thousands of dollars have been involved in all of these accusations. I'm really qualified to do a cost analysis. I'm very qualified that way. So thousands of dollars. We want to save money here in South Jordan. This is one way we can do it, by unnecessary visits by our police department. Thank you.
Mr. Rose, thank you. Thank you. And I believe you're working with council, I almost said council member Luce, he would have died.
Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm
with our city attorney, Mr. Luce.
Yes,
Ryan Luce, he has been very, very good to listen to things, been able to coordinate some things. We have some things we want, I would asking him to do is to be able to coordinate a meeting with Deputy Chief Hansen.
Yes, and we're working on that.
I think he's
Deputy Chief Hansen out of week, out of the office this week.
I think, and I think this can be addressed. I think, maybe. I believe the South Jordan Police, just want to say that, they do a terrific job. They do, they put, men and women put their lives on the line for us, and it's a thankless job, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for those police officers who uphold the law. Anyway, I wanted to say that. So I'm thankful for that, their efforts in protecting my family and I. But right now, I'm not feeling too protected. So especially if my wife loses her job because of all of this. It's just it's crazy. But anyway, it is what it is. And hopefully that we can affect some change, because I really will work for that. I am going to be here for the council. If you need to have anybody that can do cost analysis, I can do that very well. I'm just shy of a PhD in economics. I have an MBA with an emphasis in cost analysis and macroeconomics, and I have a bachelor's degree in economics, and so I'm qualified for that. And I reach out to the South Jordan City Council to give any type of service you want me to do. I feel it. I feel like I could help in many ways in that way, because saving money is extremely important right now. Being frivolous with our resources, not a good idea. Just my opinion, but you got a lot of that tonight. So thank you for bearing with me tonight. This is my first experience in a city council meeting. I hope it wasn't too terrible, my presentation, but I appreciate your efforts to making South Jordan great. So, and it is a great city. Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else here in person that would like to speak during public comment who is not here to speak during a public hearing specifically later? Yeah, you're welcome to come on up. Give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Vanessa Jaramillo. My address is 11294 South Old Bridge Road, just west of Highland Park and South Jordan Parkway. And ultimately, I did send an email, and I received a response indicating that some of you here also received that email. And ultimately, I am here to ask that a traffic situation be addressed in that area. There are people speeding. They're going at least twice the speed limit in that area, which is 35 miles an hour. So ultimately, the road from, I'm going to say, the corridor west up past the bike park and Highland Park, and then also Kitty Hawk going basically north and south, just right west or east of the park. People are just driving 70 miles an hour. There are dogs that are unleashed playing with their owners in the park, and also children, of course, riding scooters, and it's just kind of concerning. I came out of the free movie last Friday, which I really enjoy, got honked at, and they called the cops on me as a pedestrian, and they were the ones speeding. So ultimately, I would just like some kind of a mitigation, requesting maybe flashing lights, speed bumps, bigger electric signs, so that people are aware of how fast they're going in a neighborhood that is meant to be walkable. And that's ultimately it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We did get your email, and we're having conversations about it.
Do I get it just here, my email?
We got it.
Oh, yes, you did. Okay.
You did get it.
I'm sorry.
We did get it. Yes. Just wanted you to know we received it, and we're talking about it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to speak? Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public comment period. Thank you. To those of you who are here and spoke, we are going to go to our first action item. Item F1 is Resolution R 2025-34. We're only going to read the whole description of it one time because it's the longest description I've ever had for a resolution ever that I've ever seen. And so for the sake of time, we will wait and read that once. But we are going to turn to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sunil Naidu, to present this.
I was going to say, Madam Mayor, if you read that, then I don't have to speak. you basically covered it all. But this is the resolution of the City Council authorizing the city to issue and sell water revenue bond. This resolution is a little different than the usual resolution that we have in that it sets the council basically through this resolution sets a parameters for this issuance and delegates certain authorities to designated offices. As you know, the issuance of the bond, takes months, and this is a book already, and only we're going to keep adding documents to it and refining and adjusting, and based on different things that happens over the next 2 months. So this resolution designates mayor, the city manager, and the CFO to be the designated officers. And what are they to do? There are a lot of times that in this, when we go out and issue bonds, there are a lot of decisions that will needs to be made in a very quick time frame, so that we can, and we keep track of the market, whether to do a private placement or a competitive sale. Or if we do a competitive sale, we go and hire the underwriters, and we go, hire the rating agencies, and we go through the whole process, and we make a decision as we go. And so this resolution then designates the mayor or the city manager or myself to be able to make that decision over the next 2 months, staying within the parameters of this document to make that happen. Resolution also, well, let me go back for just a sec. The purpose of this $45 million that we are trying to issue is to build a water tank, and also the portion of the proceeds will go towards the water's portion of the public works building out west. So just quickly, I'm just going to go through some of the main parameters that this resolution allows us to stay within. Not to exceed, obviously, $45 million. And the term of the bond, not to exceed 31 years. And that's the parameters. I think I'm looking at 20 years or 25 years, and depending on how it works out with our revenues and how we can afford debt service and all those kind of things, and that decision would be made as we go through. Also, not to sell the bond at any more than 3% discounted rate, so not less than 97%, and also sets a interest rate not to exceed 6%. Also sets a public hearing date of September 2nd. Now, one of the difference about this thing, this is today is where you will be voting on the resolution, and then we will have a public hearing where the public will have the opportunity to come and present their opinions and how maybe this project impacts the private sector, for example. Last few years, legislature have been really pushing us on the government not doing private sector business, for example. And so this would be a chance for anybody to speak to on that. We know no private sector will want to come and provide water to the city, so that's not a big deal. There's no impact there. So those are the parameters, and our recommendation is to for the council to approve this so that we can move forward with the process. Now, I have Laura Lewis here. She's our financial advisor. This document, you know, we have our bond counsel, our city attorney, city manager, myself. We have gone through this document. I myself have gone through this document many times, and there's a whole lot of things that needs to be done with this document. By the time we are done, it's going to be 2-3 times as big as this document here. So there's what I'm trying to say is that this will be very thoroughly vetted and make sure that the city is covered. And when we go out in the market, and one of my responsibilities is to make sure that we can afford this and make the debt service payment. And we have always done that, so I'm hoping that we will have a really good rating. That will determine what interest rate we will get and how easily we can have the investors buy our bond and all those kind of things. So there's a lot going on here. I'll stop there, and if you have any specific questions, I'll be happy to answer at this time, Mayor and Council. So.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Usually we have a motion and then we discuss, but if you'd like to ask any questions, go ahead.
I would like to ask a few questions, Mayor. And I, you know, Mr. Naidoo, I would normally send you an email. But my life is just too hectic.
My email wasn't working today, so you probably sent it. I didn't get it.
All right. So I have a few questions for you. When do you anticipate you'll be to a point of being ready for a public hearing?
September 2nd.
Oh, you've got it nailed.
Yeah, so it's there. That's part of what you will be adopting today. If you approve this resolution, part of that is setting a public hearing. And when you said the public...
So was that in the materials?
It is, yes.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that, because I really enjoyed reading through all that stuff. Maybe I was a little dozy by the time I got to the date of the public hearing. I don't know, but...
Council member, because of issuing bond, it's a much longer notice period, and it has to be noticed this way. Yeah. So it's completely different than everything else we do.
Oh, I felt like it was different than anything I had encountered to this point. Yeah. And I know, you know, we don't issue bonds very regularly. And so I was thinking, gee, is this different than last time? It feels like it's different, but apparently it is. I'm also just wondering if you can tell us just an estimated amount for, like, how much the water tank, how much of the bond will we be spending on the water tank, and then on the annex building, some remodel on the annex building, and then the public works yard. Do you have those?
Yeah. So I have a preliminary numbers. We have, we actually sent a bid.
Yeah,
the,
I'm
the
sure,
progress
I'm sure
out.
We'll we have, bid it all out.
Yes, we haven't received where the bid has not closed yet. So, but our preliminary estimate is anywhere between $30 to $36 million will be spent on water tank.
And so, 36 of the 45, so the lion's share of it.
Right, yes. And then the remainder, the balance obviously would be spent on the public works.
Okay. And when do you, you know, assuming everything goes as planned, when do you estimate that we would start construction on the water tank?
I think based on Mr. Clavino's estimation, maybe spring next year.
Yeah, it's out to bid right now. It closes next week. Time we award it, we're going to give them 2 years to build it, trying to give a little longer time frame to get a better price. So we're going to give them some flexibility of when they fit that in that window. But
It
probably, as
so
Sunil said,
be done within 2 years.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's fine. That's, I guess, a start date isn't as important as a completion date.
Correct.
So.
And the other thing to mention, Mr. Shelton, is that remember a month or two ago we council approved the reimbursement resolution.
Yeah.
And that had to do with the transmission line. So the transmission line could go any time before the tank is.
Part of that transmission line we need to build sooner than later, because I want to get it through where the new 111 is coming through, so I don't have to deal with UDOT. So that's, we do it before they come through, then they have to deal with us. So.
Yeah, okay.
Hope that makes sense.
I would also caution any other conversation about what we think potential bids will come back like, because it's still out to bid.
Yeah. Oh, of course, so. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Very wise.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about how do you pick like the trustee, U.S. Bank, and the underwriter and the bond council? How do you figure out who you're going to work with?
That's a great question. We have the first person I hire is the advisor, and so.
And we all know she's the brightest and best.
She's our financial advisor. And the financial advisor and the bond council work for us. And so they have our interest. And together, we, and the advisor and myself, would shop for underwriter. And, sometimes the relationship does, underwriters don't work for us. Underwriters, obviously, their interest is the investors.
Sure.
But a lot of times, I have, my personal experience is that a relationship does matter. And, you can work a few things if you do have some sort of relationship. But the fact is that the financial advisor and myself, we talk about it, and if we have to go out and bid it out, we will do that, depending on the situation and what together we feel would be more best for the city.
As the underwriter?
Underwriter, yes.
So it may not be the U.S. Bank?
The U.S. Bank is our trustee. And so
that's the trustee. The underwriter is this
Nicholas and Company, yes.
Okay.
And so trustee, again, a lot of times it's a convenience thing for me. How well they can work with me, because that matters to me. And so I have used different trustees in the past, and this time I felt like U.S. Bank will be the one that I would want to go with.
Okay.
Bond council, we're able to select council. It's a non-competitive method of selection, any legal counsel that we want to, and we just always use Randy Larson and his new firm, well, new-ish, for 3 or 4 years now, Gilmore Bell. They've done a great job on all our bonds, very reliable, know us well. So that's how we select bond council.
Right. Mayor?
Yes.
We touched on this in our previous meeting, but just to clarify during this discussion, the bonds that we're looking to issue will not result in a tax increase, that they've already been accounted for as part of our water fund?
That is correct. It is already built into the rates of the water fund. And so part of that, we look at our coverage side of things, so you take our revenues and expenses and the leftover money, and how much can that leftover money cover. And, so in a typical environment, the investors would prefer that we have at least 1.25 times coverage on the debt service. We have probably twice that much, so we are in good shape to make the debt service payments without any impact to the taxes or anything.
Thank you for that clarification.
With our current fee schedule.
Yes.
Sorry, no, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to now ask if there is a motion. I will read this resolution that you're making a motion on. On resolution R2025-34, consideration of a resolution authorizing the issuance and sale by the city of not more than $45 million aggregate principal amount of water revenue bonds, series 2025, fixing the maximum aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the maximum number of years over which the bonds may mature, the maximum interest rate which the bonds may bear, and the maximum discount from par at which the bonds may be sold, delegating to certain officers of the city the authority to approve the final terms and provisions of the bonds within the parameters set forth in the resolution, providing for the publication of a notice of public hearing and bonds to be issued, providing for the running of a contest period and setting of a public hearing date, which we discussed would be September 3rd, authorizing and approving the execution of an indenture, a preliminary official statement, an official statement, a bond purchase agreement, and other documents required in connection therewith, authorizing the taking of all other actions necessary to the consummation of the transactions contemplated by the resolution and related matters. Is there a motion on that resolution?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2025-34.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Any additional discussion to this? Seeing none, I will ask Mrs. Crookston if you'll please lead the council in a roll call vote.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes. That passes, which will begin the process of working toward this with a public hearing on September 2nd and all of the other related process that goes along with this. Because as we continue to grow and expand, we have some additional infrastructure needed, and we need another water tank. And this has been in the works and in contemplation and being budgeted for with our current revenues for a long time. So thank you. All right. Item F2, we have resolution R2025-43, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement between the city of South Jordan and Sandy City for 10,000 South Jordan Gateway to I-15 overlay. It's the overlay project. We're going to turn to Brad Clavino, our director of engineering and city engineer, for this.
Yeah. Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Yeah, so we've already awarded this to a contractor. Just to give you a summary of the project, we're milling and overlaying the travel lanes of Shields Lane from 13th West to Jordan Gateway. I was trying to stretch the dollar as far as we can. So that stretch will just be the travel lane in each direction. But then from Jordan Gateway to I-15, we'll be milling and overlaying the whole road. A portion of that from the railroad tracks to I-15, half of that is in Sandy City. We contacted them. It didn't make sense, as we mentioned earlier in the work session, to just mill and overlay half the road. They agreed to pay their share of it, $28,478, based on the bid. If there's some overruns, they'll pay that the way the agreement's written. So it's a good deal for us. It's a good deal for the road. It's a good deal for Sandy City. So I recommend you approve this, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Clavino? Thank you. All right, is there a motion on resolution R2025-43, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement between the city of South Jordan and Sandy City for the 10,000 South Jordan Gateway to I-15 overlay?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R2025-43 as you stated.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion to this? Okay, seeing none, will you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander?
Yes. Thank you. That is approved. Okay, we now have three public hearing items. Before we start this first one, I do want to welcome Laura Lewis. Thank you for being here, Laura, our financial advisor from LRB, and we just appreciate you and all of your work. We are going to invite Mr. Clavino back up for resolution R2025-37, authorizing an amendment to the South Jordan City fee schedule. We'll start with a staff presentation on that.
Yes, Mayor and members of the council again. So as we discussed earlier tonight, I think it was the May 6, 25 City Council work session meeting, Mr. Philpott from LRB Financial or Public Finance Advisors came and shared with you our program of how you calculate the development processing fees for both planning, engineering, and building permits. There's a process map that's completed for every fee, how much time we spend on, or every program, and then looking at our hourly rates and all those things, it calculates the actual fee. We were hoping to have this part of the budget package, but there was some tweaking that had to take place and a couple fees had to get added that we didn't quite get it done in time, so that's why we're bringing it at this time separate of the budget package. The presentation is up that's in your package, so we can go through it if you have any questions after the public hearing, but I was just gonna show you briefly. So this is the fees, the development, a lot of the development fees, and there's a column that says current fee and proposed fee. Most of them are going up. It's been a few years since we've done that. So we've had wage increases, cost increases. So, and then it gets into the actual building permit fees. So like I said, if there's any questions, we can go through them after you have the public hearing, but it's fairly simple. I think it was explained by Fred pretty good back in May, the whole process, and it's just we weren't quite ready at the budget package. So we want to make sure we got it right, and it just helps us recoup our costs to process development projects.
Great. Thank you. Okay, I am now going to open the public hearing on Resolution R-2025-37, authorizing an amendment to the South Jordan City fee schedule. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this item specifically? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if any of you have questions for Brad or Laura.
I do have one question. I'm just curious, Mr. Clavino, when was the last time we updated this?
I was afraid you were going to ask that question. I think it was 4 years ago.
2022 was the one was when we updated it, and not necessarily did a full-fledged process map study.
I don't know if you heard that. 22 is when we did some updates, but the full process maps was even before that a little bit. So I think we've talked, Sunil and I have talked, we're gonna try to stay a little more on top of this, maybe do it every 2, maybe 3 years instead of waiting as long as we did this time. So.
Well, that explains why it's so significant.
I think that's why the bump, it's why the crease is a little more than maybe might be expected. But we did have a lot of inflation for a few years, so anyhow.
Thank you. I'll ask if there's a motion on Resolution R-2025-37, authorizing an amendment to the South Jordan City fee schedule.
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve Resolution R-2025-37, as you've stated.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
And a second by Mrs. Zander. Thank you. Any additional discussion? Okay, if you please.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
All right, that is approved. Thank you. And again, Laura, thank you so much for being here and for all of your work. We appreciate the chance to work with you. Thank you. All right, we now have a public hearing on item G2, Zoning Ordinance 2025-05-Z. Rezoning property located at 9450 South Redwood Road in the city of South Jordan from professional office to zone A1, agricultural minimum 1 acre lot zone. We've got the applicant here. I think we have somebody representing the applicant here. Okay, and so we, as we always do in a public hearing, if it's with an application, we have staff present, then we'll invite the applicant. If there's anything you'd like to come up and say before we open the public hearing, you'll be invited to. Then we'll do the public hearing and go to the council. So please, Mr. Priest.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mayor. We have a proposal and a request before us to rezone the property, and it's part of the property. We'll show you that in a minute, but 9450 South Redwood Road from professional office to A1 agriculture. That is downzone, and that is not a typo. We don't see that very often where people want to downzone. So the property is actually land use is stable neighborhood, so it does not need a land use amendment. And here's the parcel. Part of it was being used as an office building, the front half, and the back half was used as a residence. Business has been moved, as we understand it, and they're now requesting that we rezone it to A1, agricultural one. As you can see, it's surrounded pretty much by, well, it is surrounded by all residential uses, some more A1, some RM 6 and R2.5. So it fits in the area, and it would allow the use to be, you know, the entire property to be treated as residential. So as staff, we see no reason not to recommend for it. Feel like it does, it will fit back in where it's at, and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do we have anybody from Howland Partners here that would like to come up, and do you have anything you'd like to come and say? You're welcome to as the applicant.
I'm Mr. Howland, I'm the owner of the property. I've lived there for about 27 years. And when I bought it, it was a barn, converted the barn to an office, but I'm a developer, own a property in Murray where I just demolished Best Buy and Barnes & Noble, and so our office is back in Murray where we're building 350 multifamily apartments. So it'll be about a 5 to 7 year project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oops, sorry about that.
No, good, thank you. Okay, I'll now open the public hearing on Zoning Ordinance 2025-05-Z, rezoning property located at 9450 South Redwood Road in the city of South Jordan from professional office zone to agricultural minimal 1 acre lot zone. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? If so, the time is now yours. You're welcome to come on up to the microphone. Please give us your name and address, and you're welcome to have 3 minutes to share what you'd like.
Good evening. My name is Giovanni Perez. My address is 9438 South Redwood Road. I had a question about 2 weeks ago at a planning commission meeting here, which I felt I was treated not correctly. However, I did state my question. My question is, how is this zone downgrade zoning going to affect adjacent properties? And my question is more specific now for future zoning applications from other properties adjacent to this address. And also the property value, since obviously according to real estate, it does affect property values. So those were my questions. I asked for an answer. I was denied an answer then. I asked if I could be provided an answer before it was moved forward. They say they would. 2 weeks have passed. I never heard anything from the person or the people that promised to give me an answer. So I still have the same questions. What is going to be the future impact to adjacent properties? I do know that probably there will be property value impact. The thing I don't know that I wish I would have received an answer was, how is this going to affect any future zoning applications from properties adjacent to this one because of the down zoning? Those are my questions still. Do you have any questions?
No, we'll see if we can't. Right now, this is, we just get to hear from you, but we'll see if we can't try to flush out some answers and see. I think there'll be speculations at best, but we'll bring them up after the public hearing and ask. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Perez. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and turn to the council and see what questions you have for Mr. Priest or Mr. Howland.
I have no questions, Mayor.
I'll pass for a moment.
Okay.
No questions.
I have a question. Okay. Mr. Priest, when an applicant has a business at a property and then they say they've moved the business, does the city go out and verify that that's accurate, that they truly have removed all business activity from the property to get this zoning? Like, what's the process of the city verifying?
I don't know if I'm new on this, but I don't know if our staff went out or not, but we certainly could go out if that's what you would like us to do, but we had no reason to believe that it wasn't. I mean, they look, we've dealt with Mr. Howland many times over the past, and we have no reason to believe that he didn't, so.
Okay. And we haven't had any residents complain that he's still running a business off the property?
No, we've not.
Okay. Do you have an opinion on when we zone, if this were to zone down to agricultural, in your experience, does that negatively impact the neighboring properties? Yeah.
I do not believe it will at all. If anything, it may raise the value, not having commercial in the middle of it. But my guess is, from experience, is that it won't affect them one way or another.
And my other question would be, to go to agricultural, what is our criteria as a city? Do we require animals? Do we require a certain percentage of it to be growing agricultural things?
In this case, we're just matching what's already there. It's fairly unique that you have a property. Let me, if I can pull that back up again.
Pull it up on Google Maps myself.
If you, it's very, very rare that we have a property that has two zones. There's nothing wrong with that, but we really prefer that all properties be one zone. Mm-hmm. Makes other things more simple, but because this was already A1, it doesn't make any sense for it to go to a different residential zone. They could have requested it all be R2.5 or something, that they rezone both halves. That could have been a request, but they're just wanting to return the property back to what they enjoyed before they put the business in there. So,
have you personally been to this property?
Many years ago.
Okay. Yeah. It just is quite unique. As I look on Google Maps, there's a huge parking lot. It looks like a tree-lined street into a very large parking lot. And I'm just curious.
And Mr. Howland did explain, and I'm sure he'd be happy again tonight, what their plans are to do with the different buildings. They had, good residential-type plans for those different buildings. Garages and different things. If I might, Mr. Perez did ask the question that he did, and he was given the same explanation that the mayor just gave him. If he'd wait till the public hearing's on, we would answer it. Unfortunately, I don't know that he understood that, and he left before the public hearing was over and we had a chance to address those questions. Yeah. So that's, I appreciate you asking that, because I believe that's addressing his question. I don't believe that it will impact him, his way of life, his property values in any way.
And he is quite a bit south of that, at 9438. North, sorry.
He's a couple of properties north.
Oh, there it is, 1-2, yep. I guess before I'm totally comfortable with this, could I ask a couple questions to the applicant?
For sure, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Priest. Okay, I'm sorry, remind me your name.
Gary Howland.
Gary Howland, thank you. So I've pulled it up on Google Maps, and there's that large building with a large parking lot. And if we were to approve this to be agricultural, I'm just having a little bit of pause. Can you help us understand why this qualifies as agricultural when it, I mean, I know you say you're switching it out. Could you give us a little bit more detail about what you plan
to do? So when I purchased the property, the original structure of the barn that you see on Google Maps, it's 2,500 square foot barn. That structure still sits there today. And originally that was where my office was. I applied for two different permits to do wings onto the office at the time. And so the wings of the 2,500 square feet are three offices on one side and three offices on the other. Those offices have since been vacated and we're at 53rd and State in Murray. The parking lot that you see there when I acquired the property was actually, it was a horse property. And they actually had in the back where I have all of my grass that is open area, mm-hmm. that was actually a horse riding area in kind of a walk around area. And then in front of the barn, they had one of those walkers that they could have the horses hooked to and walk themselves around the walker. And so I've just asphalted it and improved the property over the years to make it what it is today. As far as the beauty, landscaping, driving back, I mean, to put it mildly, you know, I had no intention to stay and live on Redwood Road. You know, I've been married to my wife now 23 years, and the first thing she says, I'm not going to live on Road Redwood, you know. And so now I want to sell the home, and she doesn't want to sell the home because she loves the home. Mm-hmm. We've raised our daughter there, and I have six children with my first wife and 18 grandkids, and they love it there. And so we have no intent to leave. So it's kind of an oasis back there. If you drive back in, come back in and enjoy the pool, and we'll make you some ice cream from the ice cream, you know, machine in the pool area.
It looks like you have a pickleball court in the back corner.
There's a tennis ball pickleball court in the back. Yeah, you know, it's beautiful back there. You know, I developed the subdivision to the north, which is Kelsey Cove, is my daughter, stepdaughter, and it's Riley Ann Circle, is my daughter, is the name of the circle. So I developed all the homes there in Riley Ann Circle and Kelsey Cove. So.
So with this building that was a barn and you've done wings on it, you've now vacated the offices. What do you plan to use that building for?
You know, most likely, you know, with 18 grandchildren, I'll apply for an accessory dwelling permit to allow one of my kids or grandkids to essentially, you know, live there while they're going to school or college or something like that. I've already taken out all the office, so the 2,500 square feet that was originally subdivided because there's no bearing walls, had offices. Those have all been demolished now. It's just back to the original barn is what it was, other than that the inside is finished off. So.
Appreciate you answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you. If not, I will ask if there's a motion on zoning ordinance 2025-05-Z, rezoning property located at 9450 South Redwood Road in the city of South Jordan from professional office zone to A1 agricultural minimum 1 acre lot zone.
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve zoning ordinance 2025-05-Z.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion to this? Would you please?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Okay, that is approved. Thank you. And Mr. Perez, I hope your questions were answered.
Mayor, you know, I didn't hear, he did have a question about how it might impact his ability to apply for his own change to his own property. I thought he asked that question.
He asked for adjacent properties, other adjacent properties. I don't know that he's, okay. His property is adjacent. I don't know.
Well, I assumed he was talking about his, but anyway, I wonder if Mr. Priest, if maybe you could visit with him and make sure all of his questions are answered.
It would really depend on what the requested zoning is. If it fits within the land use map and that, then it should be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a legislative process, but I think the answer to the question is this change has no impact.
Agreed.
On your ability to apply for a zoning change. Now, whether the city council would approve a zoning change or not, you know, it's totally legislative. So.
I believe that to be absolutely correct.
From a legal standpoint, it'd be no different than if he asked for a zone change before this happened.
Yeah. Exactly. So this doesn't have an impact on whether or not anybody can ask for a zone change? Yeah. Thank you. All right. We now are going to have a public hearing on Ordinance 2025-14, fixing the compensation for the South Jordan City Recorder by Sunil Naidu.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This ordinance, as we are required by statutes to fix statutory employees' salary via ordinance, we have done that. The council had previously adopted and set the compensation. However, the 1% increase to all the employees was not calculated in the city recorder's salary. So this ordinance is adjusts that by adding 1% to the compensation.
Thank you. Okay, I'm now gonna open Ordinance 2025-14, fixing the compensation for the South Jordan City Recorder. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if anyone has any questions.
No questions.
Okay, seeing none. Is there a motion on Ordinance 2025-14?
Madam Mayor, I would like to move to approve Ordinance 2025-14, fixing the compensation for the South Jordan City Recorder.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead us in a roll call vote, or would you rather have...
She delegated that to me.
I was going to say, how does that work? Okay. Mr. Luce, would you please lead us in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Harris.
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire.
Yes.
There's a first for everything. I voted recently for the only time ever on a tiebreaker vote, and now we've had Mr. Lewis lead a roll call vote. I mean, you never know. That is approved. Thank you. Okay. I don't believe we have any additional staff reports or calendaring items that we haven't already covered. Anything? Okay. That being the case, I will ask for a motion to adjourn, and then we can try to make our way out to the night out against crime.
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, give the motion to Mr. McGuire and the second to Mrs. Johnson. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.